Talking about the ministers and the churches and the power that they had here.
Yes, I think they had, especially now, only speaking of one community, Negro community or Black community. They have very strong influence. Now that, again, that I can say for, well, on Mayor McKellen, he had the same spark that he could walk in the church and immediately almost take over.
Let me ask your opinion about McKeldin. Do you think he was very sincere?
Yes.
I think so. What kind of... Well, let me ask you this. Would you consider civil rights to be his primary interest?
No, any more than I would consider.
Mrs. Murray is here with us, and she's shaking her head, and I want to know why.
Well, I think, I really think he was a sincere man, and that he wanted to make things of a more equal nature. I think he believed in brotherhood to a certain extent, but I still think he was enough of a realist to know that he was only going to get to a certain point in that, and he had no intention of jeopardizing his status in politics.
Otherwise, you can't be a mayor and think of civil rights as the end be. Mm-hmm. You can't be a president, you can't be a governor.
You can't just concentrate on one group, you know, in order to, or you won't get elected. You have got to be able to think of all of the people and then concentrate, if you possibly can, on trying to right some of the wrongs that have been committed.
What would you say was his greatest contribution to civil rights? Ooh. Mr. McKeldin. Can you think of anything that stands out? Okay, it's back on. You said appointments were important in employment.
I think one of the most important things he did was to make many appointments of blacks that hadn't been done before.
Two actual, in other words, at that time he wouldn't get in too influential position, but he would get to the halfway to power. I mean, you see some organs, and of course, that trend actually worked as worked through, because you have, well, even Mandel's appointments have been something unheard of in Mayor Browning's time.
And you said you were on the Human Relations Commission, Mr. Murray?
No. I was. My joke.
Oh. Do you know anything about...
I said I belong to human race.
Oh. That's a good organization. A large one.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the Sidney Hollander Awards?
Yes.
Could you tell me a little bit about that? What you remember about it?
Yeah, well, as I said, there again, Miss Holland, the senior, was very aggressive and very friendly to civil rights in the group. And I'm sure he and his organization espoused my cause to some degree. And I'm sure that, sure, I know that they espouse the NACB.
I know so, one thing that Sidney Holland isn't he? No, that's not the right one. He's not the one that you just read
on what?
You know,
work on, you know, Duke Avenue.
Oh, that was Duke.
Do you remember things like the hiring of the black bus drivers and the firemen and the policemen? Remember
those? Yeah.
Did people like McKeldin, well, McKeldin specifically, did he have anything to do with that?
Now that I can't, I'm sure he did behind the scenes.
You think he used his power behind the scenes to help out?
And I said, yes. Mm-hmm. Use powers to govern the mayor, so forth.
Would you say that there's been tension within the black community, say, between educated and uneducated blacks and poor blacks and middle class blacks? And this is what I was sort of getting at before with the issue of
yeah.
how Willie Jackson felt about poor people. Has there been tension in that aspect?
Of course it be tension like it being any. Haven't had enough to do. But tension, actual tension, I don't think. And I think people like Mrs. Jackson and McKeldin helped in that.
What kind of, well, have you seen any major changes in the attitudes of the races since, oh, I'd say, well, how about since you went to law school, since your suit? To get into law school.
Oh yes, well, I can only speak of University of Maryland Law School. In other words, that attitude was the same, I mean, has been changed since the city.
How about the city of Baltimore, though, the people who live here? Have their attitudes changed, really?
Oh, certainly, I see changes. In other words, you have groups cooperating that never would have cooperated, say, 40, 50 years ago.
So there's some real progress there.
Not just
little things, but there's some
sure.
real
well,
basic change.
Now, Mrs. Mary can remember when you couldn't go to white teachers meetings.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, I'm trying to think. Let's see, we first started going when the mail came. Is that thing on?
Yeah.
We first started going to integrated meetings when Lamell became the superintendent. He had, before that time, when the state teachers had their meetings, the blacks met up at Douglas High School or at a church, but the white ones always had their meetings separately. Now before the Supreme Court came down with the educational equalization laws and so forth, William Lamell, I think that was his first name, came in and he started long before the court movement, integrating meetings and not only the meetings but trying to make sure that the curriculum in the whole city of Baltimore was the same, because up until that time there had been differences in what was being taught in the various in the two situations.
And up until that time you had separate meetings?
We had separate meetings.
You are young.
She's just 20.
You were also telling me before when we were talking about the department stores and an experience you had there. Wait, do you want to repeat that? Because I think that's really interesting.
Oh, I told her that I remember going to Stewart's one time to get two dresses for my sister who was graduating from college. And I'm light-skinned and usually, if I did go down to get something, I wouldn't have any problems. But on this day, I picked out the dresses for my sister. We were approximately the same size. And was going to try them on when a floor walker called the sales girl aside, and I don't know what she said to her, but she came back almost in tears and told me that I couldn't have the clothes on. And I asked her why, and she said that they knew that I was black. Gave my name, my address, which means that somebody, that they evidently were employing black people to spot out light people who came in the store. I walked all through the store trying to, you know, just see the person who had done this, because I guess I was hotter with I wasn't at all angry with the sales girl, because she really was embarrassed. She wanted to let me try the things on, but she had to hold her job. It was just a very bad system, a discriminatory system against black. And that's just one incident. There were hundreds of them that happened.
We were talking about Lily Mae Jackson before you came into the room. I wondered if you could give me your opinion on Mrs. Jackson.
Well, I think she was a very courageous woman. I think she was a woman who was determined to get things done, and she did. She became a sore, a festering sore, because she just kept worrying the people, the high officials, and it got to the place where, when Lily Jackson said something, they started paying attention to her, because she organized the churches, and she organized the young people. I forget the name of that young people's forum that she had.
Citywide Young People's
Forum. Yes, that right then was, the purpose of it was to make us aware of the things that you had to do in order to get your equal.
Did you participate in that?
For a while. I did for a while. And she...
Age.
Oh, sorry. I know I'm old. and she... Sometimes you might... She might get on your nerves, because she used to get on my nerves sometimes. She really did. But she... I had the greatest admiration for her. And I think that you couldn't say too much in praise of what she did for the black people.
And she used to pressure you. Was that why she got on your nerves?
Oh, she pressured me. Oh, yes, yeah, she pressured me. But I guess that's the way she got things done. That's the only way she could get things done.
Mrs. Berenson would pressure people, too.
I remember
Reuben Ross Holloway.
History, ain't it?
That's what we're trying to get. Is there anything that either of you would like to add? For the record?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.